The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. Content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every now and again in the markets, I get reminded of that famous Rocky quote. And I love the Rocky films because Rocky sort of ages and he goes through and explains the problems of life and life as an aging boxer. And the markets, oddly, you know, contrastingly, do better with time, not worse. But in that, I don't know if you've watched that, it was Rocky 6, I think it was, and he's talking to his son in the film, and his son is telling him not to fight and all this stuff, it's going to make him embarrassed. And Rocky just says to him, "Let me tell you something. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows." I wondered the accent. He says it's a very mean and nasty place. Now, just replace the word, the world and life here with the markets, because emotionally the markets can beat you up. So the world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean, nasty place, and it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But, and this is the important bit, it ain't about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. And in these markets, it's like that. Honestly, it's so easy to chuck in the towel, so I can't take it anymore. But that's what the market wants you to do. That's the emotions the market stirs up. And if you act on emotions, you will lose. The market will make you do the very opposite of what you know you should do. The oldest adage is, buy low, sell high. What's hard about that? Well, I'll tell you what, once you check in emotions, and all the sort of news outlets are saying, recession coming, growth is slowing, inflation's high, stagflation. When you get that involved, it messes with your emotions. And like I said over and over again, when there's a sale on in the shops, it's triumphed, it's welcomed, yay, 50% off, yay. In the markets, it comes with lots of worry and emotional baggage. And so people end up worrying and seeing their portfolio value go down, and they sell. Where? Close to or near the bottom. Then what happens after that is a rally. And of course, in bear markets, there are lots of rallies. Why? Because people think it's the bottom. So they jump back in. There's lots of fake rallies that happens. So people sell at the bottom, a rally happens, they buy in a bit higher, and it falls back again, and they sell at a low again, compounding their loss over and over again. And sooner or later, these people sort of give up. And Rocky says, never give up. You have to keep moving forward. Take the hits, keep moving forward. Now, sooner or later, a big rally will happen. And those guys who've given up thinking, I'm falling for that. I've been caught by the last couple of rallies and not falling for that now. It's a bear market rally. And it doesn't pull back as much. It goes sideways or grinds a bit lower and then rallies again. But the people who give up have said, I'm not falling for that. It's coming back. And it rallies again. By this time, your portfolio is looking okay. It's maybe break even or back to profit. And the bull market continues for the next 5 years. And the people who sold at the bottom are now buying the late stages of the bull market. What are they doing? They sold low, they're buying high. The opposite of what you should be doing. I tweeted out a video about Jack Bogle. If you don't know who Jack Bogle is, he created the index fund Vanguard, low fees, low cost, good performing funds. When he created them, he became a pariah amongst money managers, fund managers in Wall Street, because basically these index funds were doing their job better than they were doing their job, but not charging for it. And he outperformed, his funds outperformed many fund managers for years and years. Now, on the Twitter video I posted, someone asked him, what would you tell someone, the advice you'd give someone if the market fell by 25% the next few days? And he said, never stop dollar cost averaging. That means putting sort of regular amounts in into like a fund over a long period of time. That's the way you beat the market. Now, it's automated if you do that. takes emotion out of it. And so people sort of try to buy, you know, on dips, but they get beaten up emotionally and they stop doing it. They stop acquiring shares of a company at a cheap price because they're surrounded by bad, bearish news. That's the time to buy, okay? Just listen to Jack, listen to Rocky.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. Content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.